Hello, 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 everyone. This is Reverend Tanika, the Mindful Coach. And tonight on Mindful Intentions, Nurture and Drive Your Business, we are going to be talking to Dr. Amanda Atkins, MD. She is a board-certified internal medicine physician, health wellness coach, and owner of Enlightenment Health and Wealth. She has a deep passion for ensuring that everyone has a chance at a healthy and happy life. She has a website called Enlightenment Plant-Based Lifestyle, and there is some really great resources and information on there. If you are not aware of it, you are now, so please go check her out. And not only that, but she family, y'all. She family. She and my husband grew up together in the same church and know each other very well, so I trust her. I trust her. I trust what she's about to tell us. So grab a pen and a paper and tune in so you can get your life healthy and learn this new plant-based lifestyle, because that's what Jesus wants us to do. God gave us the garden and we messed it all up. So now we got opportunity to get back to it. Come on, y'all. Hello, Dr. Atkins. Please tell us more about who you are, what you do, and why you do it. And just take your time and enlighten us.
Yes, yes. So thank you so much for having me on. I love talking about what I do, and it actually stemmed from my own story, which your husband probably would know this, because I think he took me to try to eat one time when I became a vegetarian. But so actually, I decided I wanted to become a doctor when I was in sixth grade, and it was just because of the way that the cardiovascular system worked, just the way the blood flowed, the way the teacher actually explained how the body works. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the body is amazing, right? And we are just, we are in awe most of the time about what goes on. And so most time people say they get into healthcare and all that kind of stuff because they want to help people. But my first passion was just the way the body worked, right? And so I said I was going to be a physician. My grandfather introduced me to a few physicians, but there was none in our family. So I was like, okay, well, we'll see how this goes. I'll just do some research and go from there. And then, of course, life happens and, you know, God just places things in your life along the way. And it's not until after things unfold that you look back and say, oh, this is why this was occurring, right? So I was actually a freshman in high school when we had to do a presidential physical fitness test. I don't know if you guys remember that, but you had to actually weigh yourself. And I actually stepped on the scale and I weighed 199 pounds as a teenager, 14-year-old. And I was devastated, like, you know, embarrassed, but, you know, try to hide it, you know, everything like that. But then I was just thinking, there's no way I'm going to let the two be the first number of my weight ever. And so I was like, what can I do to actually get healthier? In my family was heart disease, diabetes, cancer, all sorts of things that, you know, that usually runs in African-American families. And I was just looking at my family, especially during family reunions, like, okay, I got to change something. This is not going to work. So I actually just first started exercising and I was able to lose some weight, you know, from that because I wasn't active. I would just, you know, go home and watch TV or read a book, something like that. And then at the age of 16, I became a vegetarian. And so people are always like, what in the world? Like, Why did you become a vegetarian? And at the time, my dad worked for a meat delivery company, right? So what will we have at our house? Hot dogs, bologna, sausage, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. And they're like, so you're not going to eat that anymore? Like, even my mom was like, so what you going to eat? You know, I don't know how to cook for that. And my first vegetarian meal was some canned peas and corn or carrots, you know, something like that. Something, you know, just off the wall because we had it in our cabinets in the kitchen. But 16 years old, you know, maybe I worked in the summer, but, you know, I didn't really have any money to buy my own food. So I was kind of leaning on my parents to do that. But this was in the 90s. So vegetarianism, veganism, plant-based wasn't a big like it is now. So that's why I say your husband probably took me somewhere. I went, you know, eat one time at McDonald's and I ordered a Big Mac with no meat, right? And so, you know, that time they thought I was playing. So they hand me the sandwich and it's like, I look at it, I'm like, I said no meat on there. And they was like, were you serious? You didn't want no meat on there? I'm like, I'm serious. Like, I don't want any meat. So that was my journey. The first part, growing up in Anderson, Indiana, again, they're like, we never heard of anybody not wanting any meat on a sandwich. Like, this is what we do. We're the hamburger company. You know, how are you not going to want hamburger? So I just continue to go on. Like, it was just like life goes on. I just continue not to eat meat. But as you heard, I was not a healthy vegetarian. I was, you know, ate junk food, Doritos, Coke, McDonald's, all sorts of stuff. All throughout undergrad, residency, med school, everything. So I kept doing the same things. And it wasn't until I actually finished residency and started actually working as an attending that one of my patients would ask, you know, what else can I do besides, you know, medication? I don't want to be on medications for, you know, high blood pressure or diabetes. And I was like, you know, I don't know. You know, we don't learn anything else in medical school about nutrition and lifestyle. We're told to diagnose and here's a pill, take it and go on from there, right? So because I wanted my own health journey, I decided that I wanted to learn more about how to take care of myself. So I actually went to a nutrition conference in Arizona. And the only reason I picked it is because it was in Arizona. I always wanted to live in Arizona. It was at a spa resort. So I went there. Half the day was in a conference. The other half of the day I could spend by the pool, right? But again, that conference changed my life because one of the doctors there said, you cannot out-exercise a bad diet. And I was like, wow. That's what I've been doing this whole time. Cause I was just thinking, okay, I'll eat some calories, I'll burn some calories. It all will balance out. But he was like, no, that's not gonna work. You can't do that. And so then I was like, okay, so what is a good diet? You know, how can we work from there? And it wasn't until a few years later that I learned about plant-based and veganism actually through a dietitian because I was working out with Black Girls Run. And so they actually set us up with a dietitian to eat better. And she actually had a week where you were purely vegan, plant-based, no processed foods. And I was amazed of how much better I felt. Like I had, you know, been eating vegetarian this whole time, but it still was like junk food and, you know, eating a lot of cheese and dairy, eggs. And I just figured out like this wasn't working for my body. You know, I felt better. I had more energy. I didn't have as much skin acne, and I mean, slept better. I mean, I was always a sleeper, but it was more like sound sleep. So that changed my life. And then when I learned that this is what I can actually implement for patients, and they do not have to take medication, it was just like mind blown. Like, right. this is it. So that's my journey in a nutshell of where I am today. from start to here.
The fact that you can help people to not have to take medications, because I know taking medication, one medication can lead to something else being a problem. So that's where we're at right now, looking at ways to lower medications for my husband and to just be able to be healthier and more holistic. Cause I just want to live a holistic lifestyle. I feel like it's necessary. You know, something in my spirit just got me feeling like it's necessary. And when I was younger, I used to think that too. I wasn't as strong as you, but you know, I used to think I could be a vegetarian, but I didn't really eat a lot, but I was obese. As a teenager, and it was a struggle. My metabolism didn't work, you know, it was always a struggle, but I don't have to have meat. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'll be okay to transition into that. I just don't want to do something and not understand what I'm doing, because like your website says, it's a lifestyle,
right.
So can we talk about the lifestyle and what that looks like, because I know it's a commitment,
right. So as you heard in my story, it was just like, okay, I tried it out. See how long I can go. I'm all into challenging myself. So that's how it first started. I didn't have any really underlying medical illnesses going on at the time, but I could just see it in my family, right? So you just have to take one step at a time. So again, first step for me was exercising. That was a lifestyle. Then I became a vegetarian, learned how to eat, you know, more vegetables. And then I learned more about how the different foods actually impacted my own body. So you actually have to see that. And actually have people do like a test, you know, do 5 days to where they're purely plant-based, because most time people think, okay, if I try it out for a little while and I'll see how it works. And you're amazed on how much better you feel. Like I said, that was my experience. I didn't know how bad I felt until I started to feel better. And just adding in, you know, things slowly to your actual lifestyle. If you don't have any, you know, long medical illnesses, things like that going on, you can probably like inch into it to try to work more on the prevention side. But when you have something that's actually going on in your body, whether it's heart disease or diabetes, we really recommend that you try to, you know, jump all in initially just to see how well you can actually feel and how well your blood sugars, blood pressure numbers will actually go. Because if you try to do it more slow, like for prevention, you don't see the results as quickly. And so some people get discouraged and like, I'm just going to go eat my bacon, right? So that's what we don't want you to do. So we want you to try it full in first, just to see how you feel. If, again, you are a person that doesn't have a lot of illnesses, usually I tell people the first thing you want to do is add in more fruits and vegetables to your diet. Because most of the time we are fruit and vegetable deficient. Mm-hmm. We eat everything else, but, you know, we may have a little bit of broccoli on the side with our chicken and rice or, you know, a little bit of peas or something like that. But it's not enough vegetables that we really need to actually see the difference in our body. The fruits and vegetables decrease the inflammation that's going on in our body, which is a lot of our problems, which we really brought out in the COVID, where people thought they was healthy and then ended up with COVID and ended up actually passing away, unfortunately, because there was so much going on in their body that one thing just kind of, you know, tipped them over. So we definitely want to be aware of what's going on in our body and be more healthy. Water intake is always important too. So I always stress that for people. Sleep, exercise, stress management. So it's so many things that you actually can place in. And then when I say so many things, then people are like, oh, okay, I can't do that. It's too much, right? But again, we start with eating more fruits and vegetables because that's where we're mostly lacking.
Yeah, you know, I'm so excited that you said go all in, because I was thinking you were going to say the opposite and say if there's health issues or whatever, like kind of slowly enter into it. But you just lit up my night, because I'm like, we can go all in. So because we have we definitely love vegetables, and that's not a problem at all. And he loved all kind of vegetables, and especially green peppers and onions and broccoli and green beans, but spinach, I love spinach. And he had told me something about we shouldn't eat a lot of spinach, so I don't know, but I like spinach a lot.
I was like, yeah, I guess it depends on what else is going on, why or why not you would want to eat spinach. But some of those things you have to be careful, because you definitely want to get organic because of the way the food is made. So I always tell people to look at the Environmental Working Group website to look at those Dirty Dozen. And I was surprised to see strawberries and kale on there, because I eat that a lot. They were like in the top 10 or the top 5, I think, even. So that would be important to look at when you're actually starting to eat more fruits and vegetables, and then trying to actually do it without breaking the bank, because that's another thing I hear people always talk about. It's too expensive to eat healthy. Like, that is a lie from deep down under. Yeah. Do actually, not believe that.
It's not, because my doctor, I was seeing a dietitian for a while, and then my doctor had told me, like, incorporate more berries. He was like, whatever berries. I don't really like strawberries. But he was like, we even tried gooseberries. That was pretty good. So I've been trying, like, I made a fruit and vegetable tray one night. We had a picnic for dinner. The kids, everybody ate it and tried it out. And so I'm like trying to implement some stuff slowly in to see how it goes. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think for he and I, we can go all in. Now with the kids, I would gradually, they like smoothies. So if I can get it to them through a smoothie, then that's fine too. And so I'm really excited, because I think that it's, the investment in your life is worth everything. I spoke with someone earlier and we talked about that. If you're worried about how much something costs, but you have these $1,200 iPhones or whatever it is you're carrying around, and you're not understanding the body that you are carrying yourself in, you need to maintain that.
Right.
That's worth the investment if it costs a little bit more, because it's going to cost you more in the long run if you don't, right?
Exactly. That's what I was going to tell people. And because most of the time, especially when you're younger, you feel like, oh, I'm fine. I can eat whatever I want. But then I have those same people at like 50s to 60s that come up saying, oh, my, you know, before I used to be able to do this. Now I have this ache here. And all of a sudden I have high blood pressure. And I'm like, no, it's not all of a sudden. These are things you've been doing over, you know, 20 years that's building up because you have this one body. And, you know, the scripture says our body is a temple treated as such. Right. Mm-hmm. So you already mentioned before, which I emphasize for people. We were placed in the garden originally. I'm going to need you to eat this garden food. Yeah. So start there and get it. Yes, that's what we need, right? So it is not a cost. It is an investment, like you said. And most of the time, if you do not put in that money up front, you're going to be paying a lot more. And I tell people, you just think about the medical bills alone. From the medications that you have to take, all the doctor's visits that you would have to go to, all the procedures that is going to add up. And a lot of people don't think about that because they're like, oh, I have insurance. The insurance doesn't cover everything. And you're paying for the insurance. You just don't know it because it comes out of your check before you actually can see the money. But you're still paying for all that. And now, you know, insurance companies are giving incentives for people that are healthier. So if you don't smoke, you have a normal BMI, you know, you don't have high cholesterol, diabetes, your premiums are going to be a lot lower. So you have to look at all that cost. Or if you're sick and then you miss work, or you unfortunately can't work anymore, you know, all that plays a role and then into your income. So people have to remember that when they're thinking about, oh, I'm not going to buy that what healthy food. Because I can buy these, you know, cheese puffs that has no nutritional value, or, you know, in anything that's, you know, over there processed that you have that food. And I saw something on, I think somebody posted on Facebook, some social media. They're like, don't ask why healthy food is so expensive. Ask why, you know, junk food is so cheap. And the neighborhoods of why it's so cheap. Like, what do you have? Mostly in the minority neighborhoods, you have, you know, all the fast food places. You have where they have all the junk food. You have all the liquor stores, you know, all that. You don't see that usually in the higher end places you go. And you're like, dang, where can I find, you know, somewhere to go and eat real quick? They don't have that. So it's definitely, I tell people, especially African-Americans, that's a setup. I mean, I know you can't get it. I know there's things out there, food deserts, that are real, but we want to actually take back control of our own health, and especially for the Christian community, because we're always talking about what we should be doing for others. We should not be waiting for the government for grants or for them to intervene, to bring in new grocery stores or anything like that. If we are the people of God actually do what we're supposed to do, we can actually finance our own. And therefore we can get rid of those deserts and not have to actually rely on the government for those things. We are supposed to be self-sufficient. So the people of the church are supposed to be able to do that. And I really like to emphasize that, because that was one thing too, growing up, that I would see that it just kind of hurt my heart as I got older and looked at that, because so many ministers, leaders, in the church, were not caring for themselves and therefore ended up sick. And now you see, you know, more and more people on the prayer list. They're just, you know, always got ailments going on. And it's like, and most of these are due to our nutritional choices, our lack of exercise, you know, not managing our stress, you know, all these things that we ourselves have control over. No one else is doing this to us. We have control over these things, and we can take that control and actually, you know, do something about it. You know, your husband will tell you, growing up, I wouldn't be out here talking. You know, I'm somewhere in the corner reading, doing something, trying not to be in the spotlight. But it is not about me. Like I said, it all goes back to, you know, looking at my journey and the Lord saying, you have to go out and tell people this. Like, this is, you didn't accidentally get here. This is, you know, where I brought you to, so you could actually enlighten your community on what they should be doing to bring glory to my name, right? So that is why I'm here today. Otherwise, if you would have called me, you know, 5-6 years ago and asked me to be on a podcast, you had, I'd been like, no, thank you. You know, I don't do those types of things. I remember even when I first moved to Tennessee, when I first started as a medical doctor, because, you know, people ask you to come and talk all sorts of things. And one of my sorority members, she was our chapter president. She was like, oh, can you come and talk to our group about this? I said, I don't do that. That was my answer. I don't do that. So again, just to be here today is a testament of God's grace and mercy and him just using me. Because you're like, even before coming in here, I was like, Lord, just give me the words to say. Because I, you know, this is not my normal to be out here. But again, I'm just you being used as a vessel. And I just pray that someone out there hears the word and they will actually learn something and want to do something different just to be the best that they can be. Like I said, live their most abundant life, because there is something that there's a purpose in their life that they need to be out there doing to help someone else. And if they don't do it, someone's not going to be able to reach their full potential. So we all just need to keep pushing. And my part is the health part, so you can do what you need to do.
Amen. Come on now. That was a word right there. I appreciate that. Now, as you were talking about when people say, well, it costs more and we don't have it. Or what about farmer markets? Because there are farmer markets that you can go to, and it's cheaper at farmer markets and it's fresh. Mm-hmm. And then what about planting your own seeds and growing your own? So you can do it in or outside.
Yes.
So, you know, can you talk to people about that and how they can start small and maybe work their way up to that?
Yes, that's one of my dreams, to actually have a garden. So the people I work with that have that, I'm like, ooh, whatever you have, bring it to me. You know, I know it's fresh, it's organic. I ain't got to worry about that. So you definitely can. Like I said, you have indoors where you can actually plant stuff, get seeds. Especially the herbs and spices are very easy to do. I've seen people do that. Again, with my schedule, I have not been able to implement that, but that's something simple to do that people have. And therefore you actually can, you know, keep growing things. One of my sorority sisters has a whole garden. I'm looking at her stuff like, oh my goodness. And then what does she do? She actually took some of that, made spices, and made a business out of it and start, you know, giving people that for, you know, paying her for her spices and everything. So again, if we do what we need to do, it's all there for us. So it's so many answers out there. You just have to be open and keep your eyes open and be open to actually trying them and not just think that everything just has to come in a certain box.
Mm-hmm. So on your website, you have a lot of resources and great material out there, and you have a podcast. Can you talk about what you offer, and do you work with people one-on-one, or how does that work?
So on my website, I just mentioned things like what you want to eat, what you don't want to eat. There's also a freebie on there, you know, try out some plant-based recipes, because sometimes people think that plant-based means boring or nasty, but there's some healthy recipes that actually taste good. And then, yes, I do work with people now one-on-one. Again, this is something new, because that wasn't what I was doing before. But for people that want to transition to a plant-based lifestyle, and again, that's why we work more in the health coaching side, not as the physician. And people can just go to my website and click the button and it'll say work with me, and then we'll get back to you and we can decide if it'll be a good fit for us. I also do a group program once a quarter. We just actually finished it at the end of August, where it is, like I said, that 5 days where you can jump all in, see how you feel with plant-based eating, and then decide from there if you want to continue on. Like, I have people that just do that 5-day program. One of my ladies, she is a rock star. She's been doing it ever since I started last year. She's lost over 35 pounds. She continues to meal prep, you know, just feels better overall just from doing it. And again, that's just starting out at 5 days, just like I did with my detox program back in like 2016. So it just takes a bit of curiosity, being open to trying new things. And even if you try plant-based and you decide, okay, I still want to eat a little bit of meat on the side, you can do that. You just think side, not the main portion of your meal. you can do like 90% plant-based, 10% animal-based, and you actually get some medical benefits from doing that. Like as you move along the spectrum from purely meat eater to purely plant-based eater, your health does get better.
Okay. I know a lot of times people get confused on vegetarian, vegan, plant-based, and all these different names, and everything is so new to some people. And a lot of times people are scared to try things.
Yeah.
What, can you kind of explain the difference of them? You don't have to go into full detail, but just kind of give a breakdown of what each one is and what people can get from them and what maybe they might want to try before they do one or the other.
Yes. So being a vegetarian means you still eat some animal-based products like dairy, eggs, milk, cheese, things like that. But everything else is animal-free. Like I said, it still can be junk food-based. So as you heard in my story, veganism is you have no animal products. So you don't eat eggs, dairy, milk, cheese, nothing like that. No fish, chicken. Because sometimes when I tell people we don't eat meat, they just think red meat. But no, it's anything that had a mother, basically. So anything like that. But also the difference between veganism and plant-based is that veganism can also go along where you don't have any type of clothes or anything like that that's animal related. It's more political, where people are really animal rights focused, things like that. But it still can be junk food based. Like I kid with people all the time, I was like, Skittles are vegan, Oreos are vegan, but that's not healthy for you, right? Well, then we go to plant based and we're looking more at whole food plant based, to where basically you can eat something and don't need a label for it. It'll be, you know, something fresh from the garden or, you know, from the farm, like with our whole grains, our nuts and seeds. So there's so many nutrients in our whole foods. And that's why we emphasize that, because that's what our body is missing and needs, compared to just veganism, or even now the marketing term plant-based for certain things, like plant-based ice cream. Not to say I don't eat plant-based ice cream, because I've had some plant-based ice cream, but still, that's not necessarily the healthy version of the plant-based that we want to go to. And people are using that interchangeably now in the marketing, just for people to buy it, because they're like, oh, this is plant-based, this must be healthy. Look on the label. If it has ingredients that you can't pronounce or things that you couldn't pull out of your own refrigerator, it's probably not going to be healthy for you. So people always ask about the plant-based substitutes too, that's what you want to look at. When you're looking at purely the health benefits, you want to try to do as many whole foods as you can.
Okay, one more thing. Mm-hmm. Since we talked about that side of it, can you explain to people what processed is?
So anything that had to go from, you know, its original form to something different. So even white rice would be processed, because it should be like brown or wild rice.
People don't get that.
Yeah. Cereal. Like people are like, oh, why, you know, Raisin Bran. I'm like, can you go and buy a Raisin Bran flake from somewhere? Now the raisins you would be good with. The bran flakes, no. So, and even if you look at that, because people think, oh, it's not that sugar in there. It's not as much sugar as like Fruity Pebbles, which I loved when I was little, but it's still a lot of sugar in those. So you have to look at that. And you're still, when you process the food down, you get rid of a lot of the nutrients that your body actually needs. So you want to try to stay away from as much processed things as you can. So the closer you get to whole foods is better. Even when you go down to the flours, like almond flour, that still is like losing some of its nutrient value. So again, it's not necessarily that you have to stay away from all those things, but most of your diet, you want to be whole foods.
All right. I mean, this has been a lot of good information as far as if anyone was looking to try to change into this lifestyle, that it's very simple and you can implement it slowly or you can go all in. I myself, I'm ready to go all in. And so, and I threaten all the time. One time we went on a fast and they're like, when is this going to end? Because we had nothing but fruit and vegetables at this time. And then I was trying to make stuff. And I was like, some stuff was really good. And other stuff was like, yeah, not so much. But yeah. I'm like, you still are eating and you probably do feel better. They wouldn't probably admit it, but I really think whatever we can do to continue to live healthier, because who wants to live a long life and be unhealthy?
Right.
You know, and plus people ain't nice, you sick, and they pinching you and pushing you and hurting.
Right. That is the worst thing I tell people. Like you don't want to be old and disabled because you just go to the nursing home and see how these people are treated. So like I said, I want to be 90 still climbing mountains. Like I don't want to be dependent on nobody. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to lay down and go to sleep one day and I'm going to wake up with Jesus. That's how.
We did communion with a lady that is, what is she, 100?
Mm.
102? 102.
Yes.
And this woman came to the door. Now I'm thinking she's going to come to the door and it's going to be she was jazzy. And I mean, her skin, her hair, her body, she was lean, she was fit, and she's 102 years old. Yes. And her memory was intact. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, wow, this is what healthy living looks like.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And she was like, yeah, I used to get out there and cut the grass. And she had a heart problem at one time. And then she had changed her lifestyle and did some things differently and started eating healthier. And it's proof that it mm-hmm. worked. So,
right.
I mean, if we really care about ourselves and one another, we will start to look at things differently because we've been growing up on these beliefs that we got to do it like this and mama did it like that and that's mm-hmm. how grandma did it and this is what we were taught. And so we got to come out of those ways and unlearn those behaviors that are affecting our lifestyle right. because as we look at our children that's coming up now too, they're not getting the nutrients at all because mm-hmm. these kids, we were made to eat our vegetables.
Right.
Right? You better eat those vegetables. But these kids figure out that they don't have to eat them. They don't want to eat them. We need you to eat them. So I trick them and I put them in stuff. They don't need them.
Yeah. That's how you have to do it first. Yeah.
But seriously, I don't want it to be forced on them. I want it to be a choice. And so if we can start finding things that say, hey, this is good and it's healthy and it's better for you. And then the outcome is going to be, like you said, when you get old and you lay down in the pasture, you wake up with Jesus, then you've mm-hmm. lived a good life.
Right,
so
right.
I just thank you so much for following your dream and your goal because I can tell you there are a lot of teenage girls that could have been in your position that could have little self-esteem, that could have looked at that scale and gave up, that could have mm-hmm. been like, I'm going to just sit in the house and do nothing all day. But you had a dream and a goal, and now look at what you've produced, and that's a fruitful life. And they said you'll know them by their fruit. And so I am just grateful that you took the time out tonight. I know you've been working today, and we pushed this back so you could have some more time. But I'm glad that we did because
yes.
I'm glad I got to have you at the end of the night because now I got something that I can rest on mm-hmm. and meditate on and ask God to show me how to get this thing put into place. I hope there's somebody else out there that was looking for a way and a reason to change.
Yes.
I hope that Dr. Amanda was able to reach you right where you are mm-hmm. to know that you are not alone and you just start gradually at it or go all in. But check out her website, Dr. Amanda. Tell us the name of your website again, how they can get to it.
So it's DrAmandaMD.com, and you can see me there. I also have a YouTube channel. You just type in Dr. Amanda Atkins, and you'll find it.
Absolutely. She's got some great information. Go try those recipes. What's it going to hurt? If we already putting bad stuff in our body, what's going
to
happen?
And it tastes good, too. So that's what I want people to notice, that, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, healthy food does not have to taste bad. Yeah. So try something that tastes good.
Yeah. Someone once told me it was like they thought the organic was bad. I was like, no, organic is the good.
Right.
You want the organic. That's the and so they just was that's why I wanted you to explain the different levels of what everything is. Cause sometimes people get it. They think that just because it comes only things that come out of a box is what's processed.
Right.
So
right.
Once that cow is taken in there and they start chopping it up and you got hamburgers and steaks and
right.
You know, they don't understand. And we need to be more educated. And I'm grateful that God has put us all in a position
yes.
to do that work because even in our ministry, that's one of the things that we definitely are looking to implement is gardening, and we have one of our sisters in the church that's a nurse, and she does canning. So I'm excited because I'm like, oh, she just don't even know. I seen her daughter put a picture. Adrian, I'm talking about you. But her daughter had put a picture because every time she's like, oh, I'm canning. But she put a picture of her canning. And I mean, this woman is the real deal canning. You know what she's doing. So I mean, with your information and with what she knows how to do, I believe that's a start, and we can start helping to get our people back healthy again.
Right. So and that's key. Just start. Just start. Don't wait till you have all the knowledge. Like I said, it's 30 years for me. Just start doing something and you'll figure it out.
Wake up feeling better. Say, what's going on? So before we jump off of here, is there anything else you would like to leave our audience with tonight? I mean, you've been very inspirational and informational for me. So I know I got a lot. So I appreciate it.
Yes. I just want to emphasize, remember, your body is a temple. Treat it as such. You only get one body. So whatever you did in your 20s, teens is going to carry on, but you can actually still intervene and make a difference. And the quote that changed my life, you cannot out-exercise a bad diet. So don't forget that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hang out with me for a minute while I get us off of here. Yes. Reverend Cassandra Patterson Day says hello. And so that is a common family too, because we are in the ministry together. So it's always exciting when you are connected to people that you know you connected with some good people, and you are surrounded with people that want to see you successful and want to help you get that way. And this information is doing just that. You saved somebody's life today. You saved their lives.
Thank you, Lord.
But we thank you for coming on. Have a good, blessed night. Anybody that's watching this, please go check out Dr. Amanda. She is the real deal. I've looked at her information. I just don't like to get ahead before I have a guest on. I wanted her to tell us about it. So now I'm so excited. I can go even more in. And now that I know exactly who she is, I know that she wouldn't tell us the wrong thing. I know she wouldn't. I trust what she says. And then we got Reverend Cassandra backing her up, excited to know that she is bringing this word tonight. So listen, people, you trust things that you have no clue of because somebody told you that it was good or asked you to try something. If you are at a place in your life where you know that it ain't going the right way, it's unhealthy, it's just out of control, this is a time right now you can start. Do something to better yourself, better your life. Invest in you. Plant a garden. Just take one seed. If you get some fruit and it's got a seed in it, plant that seed. It'll grow. I promise you. That's what it's for. And then when you grow from that, it'll keep on producing. And then teach somebody else how to do it. And before you know it, we don't have to buy grocery stores. We are the grocery store.
Yes.
And then you can take that to the fruit market or to the farm stands, and you can sell it yourself. You see people on the road selling fruit and vegetable all the time. So listen. If there's a will, there's a way. But we got to get out of our way so we can move forward. God bless you all on tonight. Thank you for watching all three shows today. And remember, as always, you were created with a purpose. Now, go be great. And I will see you I'll see you next Thursday. But then I'm off for a week because we got to go to conference. So pray for us that we get to come back to our church. God willing, we are so grateful for where we are. But until next time, have a good night. God bless.
Bye.
There we go.